The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While Jesus was speaking, a woman from the crowd called out to him and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that carried you and the breasts at which you were nursed." He replied, "Rather, blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Little tiny gospel, little tiny thought for you. St. Augustine once said that the Blessed Virgin Mary was more blessed for being a disciple of Christ than she was for being the mother of Christ. And although that sounds like an astonishing statement, this is the gospel passage that gives it justification. While Jesus was speaking, a woman from the crowd called out and said, "Blessed is the womb that carried you." And Jesus replied, "Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and act on it." More blessed is she, more blessed are you. And since we're talking about blessedness this morning, I thought maybe we could come to a better understanding of what the word means. What is blessedness? What is blessedness? Well, it's times like this when it really helps to go back and look at the original text in Greek. And the word that Luke uses for blessedness is makarios. And makarios refers to a state of well-being that's not dependent on anything outside of you. It's not dependent upon the weather. It's not dependent upon your health. It's not dependent upon the vicissitudes of politics or what anybody thinks of you. It's something you can't lose. That's blessedness. That's what our Lord promises to those who hear his word and act on it. I saw an ad once and it said, "Money can't buy happiness, but it can buy salted caramel." And that's basically the same thing. He's happy until you get to the bottom of the bag, right? I heard a story about a rock and roller from the 70s who slipped into a deep, deep depression as soon as his music went out of style. He was happy until the culture shifted, right? They say if you want to be happy for an hour, take a nap. You want to be happy for a day, go shopping. You want to be happy for a week, take a vacation. But what if you just want to be happy? In a sense that nothing can ever be taken away from you. That's blessedness. That's what our Lord promises to those who hear his word and act on it. There's a catch. There's always a catch. The catch is that it always costs. There's always a price of suffering because it's an act of self-forgetfulness. There's a little self-death involved every time you hear the word of God and you act on it. So blessed is the one who lends a helping hand to somebody else and doesn't expect someone to say thank you or to recognize what they did or to repay them. Blessed is the one who forgives an injustice out of habit. So used are they to forgiving others. Blessed is the one who does not chime in to gossip when everybody else is doing so. Blessed is the one who's not afraid to stand apart from the crowd because they're standing with Jesus Christ. Blessed is the one who gives without expecting anything in return. Blessed is the one. Try it and see. You'll discover something really astonishing. There's a happiness to that kind of self-forgetfulness that you can't find any time you've ever tried to indulge yourself. You know, you've set aside a lovely day for yourself or a lovely vacation or whatever. There's a certain superficial happiness to that. But there's a depth to keeping God's will and being true to his commandments that's without parallel. I tell you, if they could put it in bottles and stock it, they wouldn't be able to keep it on the grocery store shelves. So great is this which God promises us. And the saints tell us that you grow closer to the Lord, so deeper and stronger does this makarios, this blessedness, grow. And, you know, until you come to the point where you hear stories of the apostles who were scourged by the whip for witnessing to Jesus and walked away from it rejoicing. Or Saint Stephen, whose face shone like an angel before he was about to be stoned to death. or St. Lawrence or St. Thomas More, who literally were cracking jokes minutes before they were executed, St. Cecilia or St. Maximilian Kolbe, who sang hymns moments before they were martyred. That's blessedness. That's what our Lord wants for us. It's one of the hardest lessons that we can possibly learn in life. We are not in this world to enjoy ourselves. We are not in this world to rest. That comes in heaven. We're in this world to be formed into the image of Jesus Christ, and the only path that leads there is the cross. There is no other way. The good news, though, there's a mysterious joy in walking that blessed path that no joy in this world can possibly equal. Blessed is the womb that carried you, said the woman in the crowd, and Jesus replied, blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and observe it. May the words which Jesus spoke to that woman one day be spoken of you and me. Amen.